lot of crows tonight. Other agendas were being pursued. I was just one pawn, caught up in tides of intrigue. But if we were careful, the company need not get swept away. Mogaba and the Nar and their Taglian troop stayed busy for days. Maybe the Shadow Masters decided to make Mogaba pay for his failure to fulfill his end of the implicit bargain. Which was just one more example of the way people down here go bugfuck when they're involved with a black company. It could make a guy nervous if he thought about everybody within 1,000 miles seeming to wish he'd never been born. My guys enjoyed Mogaba's situation, and he could not squawk about their attitudes. We gave him exactly what he asked. We saved his ass and set him up so all he had to do was chase a few Shadowlanders out of town. I had to see him almost every day at staff meetings. Again and again, we showed ourselves to the soldiers, pretending to be brothers marching shoulder to shoulder against our evil foe. Not once was anybody fooled, except, maybe, Mogaba. I never took it personal. I took a stance I believed the analysts of the past would approve. Just picturing Mogaba as not one of us. We are the Black Company. We have no friends. All others are the enemy, or at best, not to be trusted. That relationship with the world does not require hatred or any other emotion. It requires wariness. Perhaps our refusal to remonstrate, or even to acknowledge Mogaba's treachery, was the final straw, or perhaps the backbreaker, was his awareness that even his Nar compatriots now believed the real captain might still live. Whatever. The ultimate and perfect warrior drifted across a boundary from beyond, which he could not return. And we did not discover the truth until we had paid in treasures of pain. It took 10 days for Dejagore to return to normal, if normal was our state before the great attack. Both sides had suffered terribly. I believed Shadow Spinner would now just lick his wounds and let us get hungry for a while. Chapter 42. Got something for you, kid. I started awake. What? What happened? I don't drift off that way. One eye had a big, shit-eating grin on, but it evaporated when he looked at me closer. He darted in, grabbed my chin, turned my head right and left. You just have one of your spells? Spells? You know what I mean. Not exactly. I just had their word for the fact that I went spooky sometimes. You've got a kind of psychic shimmer. Maybe I caught you just in time. He and Goblin kept talking about doing experiments to find out what is happening, but there never seemed to be time to actually do anything. What do you have? The work party is broken to the